be reminded of something this morning.
今天早上我被提醒了一件事。
If you can say this with me together.
如果你可以和我一起说的话。
Jesus loves me.
Yes.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
And I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Amen. Let us remember that. We're at a crossroads today in our church history. The decisions that we make today and in the days ahead will determine the future of our church.
今天我们还有以后几天所做的决定会鉴定我们教会的将来。
Today I want to share a message with you from the book of Joshua.
今天我要从约书亚记和你们分享一个信息。
Just like us.
就好像我们。
The people of Israel were at a critical point in their history.
以色列人民那个时候也是面对一个关键。
For 40 years they had wandered in the wilderness.
有四十年他们在荒野里徘徊。
And now they were at a point where they needed to follow the Lord into the promised land.
现在在这个关键，他们需要决定是否跟随神进入应许之地。
Let's take some time this morning to look at this story.
让我们看看这个故事。
And see how we can move forward as a church.
看看我们这个教会如何前进。
The people of Israel had arrived at the banks of the Jordan River.
以色列人民现在面对这个约旦河。
And they began to prepare themselves to cross over into the land of Canaan.
他们在预备如何过这个河。
Joshua had received a report from two spies.
约书亚他从两个间谍收到报告。
Who had just returned from a secret mission into the promised land.
他们刚刚从应许之地完成这个秘密任务。
They told Joshua.
他们告诉约书亚。
The Lord will certainly give us the whole land.
耶和华果然将那全地交在我们手中。
For all the people of the land are terrified of us.
那地的一切居民在我们面前心都消化了。
In Joshua chapter 1, the Lord had commanded Joshua.
在约书亚记一章二节，耶和华吩咐约书亚说，
You must lead my people across the Jordan River.
你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河。
Into the land that I am giving them.
往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。
I will not fail you or abandon you.
我不以不撇下你。
Be strong and courageous.
你当刚强壮胆。
For you will lead my people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors.
因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们那地。
So Joshua told all of the Israelite leaders to go throughout the entire camp.
约书亚就告诉以色列的人到领导人到整个营地吩咐百姓说
And to give these instructions to the people.
给他们这个指示
When you see the priest carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God.
你们看见耶和华你们神的约柜又见祭司立位人
Follow them.
就要离开所住的地方跟着去
Since you have never traveled this way before.
因为你们所走的路你们没有走过
They will guide you.
他们会带领你。
Stay about a half a mile behind them.
大概离一个半个英里的距离。
Keeping your clear distance between them and the ark.
保持这个距离。
Be sure that you don't come any closer.
不要太近那个约柜。
The people of Israel received clear instructions to faithfully follow the Lord.
以色列人得到了明确的指示，要忠心的跟从主。
To follow.Him through the uncertain waters that lay ahead.
要走到这个不确定和未知的水域。
Now, normally the Jordan River was a small river with slow-moving water.
通常约旦河是一条小溪流，水流缓慢。
But at this particular time of the year, springtime.
但在春天的时候。
The Jordan was at flood stage with rapid and raging waters overflowing its banks.
约旦河处于洪水阶段。洪水迅速汹涌，澎湃两岸。
If you know about floods and raging water,
如果你知道洪水和这个肆虐的水，
then you know how destructive and dangerous they can be.
你就知道它有多危险和破坏性。
Here in North Carolina, we experience a lot of hurricanes.
在北 Carolina 州，我们经验很多的飓风。
The major cause of death during and after the hurricanes is not the wind.
在那些飓风期间之后的死亡，主要的原因不是风，而是雨。
It's the water.
是水。
So many people die because they decide to drive through floodwaters.
很多人死了是因为他们开车经过洪水。
It's so tragic when you see a whole family die.
非常的悲惨，当你听到一个整个家庭丧失。
Because a parent has decided to drive through dangerous and swift moving water.
因为父母决定开车经过洪水。
The force of the water is so powerful.
这个洪水是非常破坏性。
That moves the car downstream.
可以使车子往下流。
And the family is trapped in the car.
那这个家庭是困在这个车子里。
Not able to get out.
不能出来。
Flood waters can be deadly.
洪水是可以致死。
At this point in time,
在这个时刻,
because of the dangerous and deadly flood water,
由于危险和致命的洪水,
it appeared to Joshua and the Israelite leaders,
对这个约书亚和这个以色列的领导人来讲,
that there was no possible way for them to cross over the Jordan River,
是不可能可以带人民过这个河,
to get the people, possibly 1 million people, across the river into the promised land.
要带这一百万人民过这个河进入应许之地。
But the people were called to move forward by faith.
但是人们被要求以信心往前走。
Trusting that the Lord would provide a way where there seemed to be no way.
相信主会以某种方式供一种没有办法的方法。
Joshua further instructed the people.
约书亚又再次的指示人们。
Purify yourselves.
你们要自洁。
Make sure that you're in a right relationship with the Lord.
确保你们与神有对的关系。
Get ready.
准备好。
Because God is going to move tomorrow.
因为神明天要在你们当中行事。
So the people of Israel decided to listen very carefully to the Lord.
以色列人他们决定要静听神的话。
They knew they needed to respond with obedience.
他们知道他们得用顺从的心来反应。
If the Lord was going to work in their midst,
如果神要在他们当中做工的话。
With obedient and pure hearts,
一个纯洁信心。
The Lord would be able to intervene in a very powerful and mighty way.
神必在他们当中行奇事。
Also, the Israelites needed to remember two very important things.
以色列人呢，所以得记得两个非常重要的事情。
First, the Lord loved them.
第一就是神爱他们。
He was a gracious and merciful God.
神是富有仁慈恩典的神。
Who loved them even when they continually rebelled against Him.
神爱他们，虽然不断的背叛他。
The Lord loved His people and wanted the very best for them.
他爱他的子民，并希望把最好的给予他们。
That's why the Lord had led them to the promised land.
就是为什么神把他们带到了应许之地。
Second, the Israelites needed to remember what the Lord had promised.
第二点就是以色列人需要知道的是神所的做的应许。
The Lord promised to give them the entire land.
神应许要给他们全地。
All they needed to do was to go in and take possession of the land.
他们只需进入及占有这地。
40 years earlier, Joshua and Caleb.
40年前，约书亚和加勒他们曾经鼓励以色列人进入这地。
Go in and take possession of the land.
进入并拥有这地。
You can do it.
你可以做的。
The Lord has given it to you.
神已经给了我们这地。
But that generation refused to listen to the Lord.
但那一代不听，拒绝听。
They allowed fear to rule.Because they disobeyed God.
因为他们没有顺服神。
They missed out on God's tremendous blessings.
他们错过了神的巨大祝福。
And now here is a new generation poised to go to cross over into the promised land.
现在这新一代人准备越过约旦河。
What they needed to do was to trust, to believe.
他们需要做的是信靠相信。
They needed to believe.Have the faith to believe that God is true to His word.
他们需要有信心，相信主忠于他的话。
That He
He is faithful to his promises. So the next morning, Joshua commanded the priests to lift up the ark and to begin to lead the people across the river. He told them that when they reached the river, they were to take a few steps into the raging river and then stop. It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
听起来好像
Step into a raging river.
走入这个澎湃汹涌的河流.
But when the Lord tells us to do something,
但是神告诉我们做什么事的时候,
even if it sounds ridiculous to us,
就是对我们来讲很奇怪,
we need to do what He says.
我们仍是得做他要我们做的.
Turning to the people of Israel,
转向这个人民,
Joshua said to them,
耶稣亚告诉他们,
Come and listen to what the Lord says.
进前来听耶和华,
Don't just hear what He says.
不要只是听他说了什么,
listen to what He says and respond.
静听而且反应,
Today you will know that the living God is among you.
今天你要知道在永生神在你们当中,
He will drive out all the people currently in the land.
还要驱逐所有住在这地的人民.
My people go in and possess the land.
让我们能够进去拥有这地.
Think about it.
想想看.
The Lord Himself will lead you across this raging river.
我们的主要亲自带我们走这个汹涌的河流.
He will remove all obstacles.
他会挪去所有的阻挡.
That stand in the way of you possessing land. Move forward by faith. Let's see the Lord move in a mighty and miraculous way on our behalf. So obedient to the Lord's command. Joshua commanded the people.
耶稣亚就如此吩咐人民,
he commanded the priests to move toward the river.
他吩咐了这个祭司,
and the people followed.
走入这个河流, 然后这个人民就跟从他,
and as the priests placed their feet into the water,
当这个祭司们脚踏入这个河流的时候,
a mighty miracle took place.
奇迹就发生了.
The flow of the water was cut off 16 miles upstream.
这个河流在16英里上就停住了.
A flooded and raging river was completely stopped.
这个汹涌澎湃的河流就停住了.
The riverbed became completely dry.
这个河床就干燥了.
So that this enormous group of Israelites were able to cross over the river.
这一大群的以色列人民就可以跨过这个河流.
On dry ground.
在干燥的土地上.
In my hometown of Batesville, Arkansas.
在我的, 住家, 家乡,
There's a pretty good sized river that runs along my hometown.
在我家乡有一条河流.
I have seen it flood many times.
我看过它淹水很多次.
If I saw such a miracle,
如果我看过这个奇迹,
that the river would be stopped 16 miles upstream,
这个河流会在16英里上就停住了,
and the riverbed be completely dry,
这个河床是完全干燥的,
I would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was God that did it. There's no doubt whatsoever that the Lord allowed this miracle to take place so that everyone would know that the Lord was moving on the behalf of His people. Before the priests and the ark came out of the river,
在这个祭司和约柜从河里上岸之前,
Joshua instructed 12 men from each tribe of, Israel.
这个耶稣亚就, 吩咐12个领导者从每一个支派一个人,
to go and take out a stone from the river.
从河流里取出12块的石头.
These men were to carry the stones to Gilgal.
他们需要扛这个石头去吉甲,
the place where they would camp.
那天他们要露营的地方.
At Gilgal, they were to set up a permanent memorial.
在吉甲, 他们需要设立一个纪念碑。
to remind future generations of how the Lord had intervened on His people's behalf.
这是要用来啊，帮助后代子孙牢记这神的启示。
In the future,
将来
when children ask what these stones were for,
以后的子孙在问这石头是什么意思，
the parents would be able to tell them,
父母亲可以告诉他们，
the Lord moved in an amazing way on our behalf.
我们所信的神为了我们行了奇事。
We were able to cross over the Jordan into the Promised Land.
我们可以越过这个约旦河，在走在干燥的路上。
So the 12 men did as just as Joshua told them.
这十二人就照着约书亚的吩咐做了。
And carried the stones to Gilgal.
扛了这十二个石头去了基甲。
In the meantime, Joshua built another memorial.
同时，这个约书亚又盖了另外一个纪念碑。
In the middle of the river where the priest and the ark stood.
在这个河中，就是当初这个祭司和约柜站住的地方。
That memorial would stand as a permanent reminder.
那也是一个永久的纪念碑。
Of what the Lord had done.
提醒众人神所行的奇事。
On that day.
那天。
40,000 armed warriors.
有四万名的武装战士。
From the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh.
来自流便加德和马拉西支派。
Also crossed over the Jordan River.
他们也越过了这个约旦河。
Just like Moses had commanded.
就是按照摩西的吩咐。
This would be so that the people of Israel would be able to face their enemies in the Promised Land.
他们是要来帮助他们的弟兄姐妹们抵挡敌人。
The Lord was providing all that they needed to go in and possess the land.
主提供了人民完全占有这土地所需的一切。
When everyone had crossed over the Jordan River,
当每个百姓都越过了约旦河后，
the Lord said to Joshua,
耶和华晓谕约书亚说，
Command the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant to come out of the riverbed.
吩咐这个抬约柜的祭司从约旦河上来。
So Joshua gave the command.
约书亚就吩咐祭司。
The priest came out.
当这个祭司从约旦河里上来的时候。
And the Jordan River flooded its banks again.
这约旦河又重复旧样就泛滥，然后溢到两岸。
I want us to notice, real quickly, something about Joshua.
我要告诉大家一点有关约书亚。
Joshua was a man of faith.
约书亚是一个富有信心的人。
He was close to God.
他与神非常亲密。
He heard His voice very clearly.
他听到神的声音非常的清楚。
And he obeyed the Lord completely.
他顺服神，完全的顺服神。
When everyone reached Gilgal,
当每个人到了基甲，
Joshua explained the purpose of the stones for the memorial.
约书亚解释了这个纪念碑的意义。
Just like the Lord provided a clear and dry way through the Red Sea.
就如耶和华你的神从前在我们前面使红海枯干。
He dried up the river today so that you could pass over to the Promised Land.
他使约旦河水干了，使你们可以过了这个河岸。
The Lord intervened on our behalf.
他为我们行了奇事。
So that we might know His power.
使万民都知道他的大能。
So that we might truly fear and worship Him.
我们可以真正的敬畏及敬拜他。
And we see in Joshua chapter 5 and verse 1.
我们在约书亚记五章一节看到。
That when the kings in the land had heard what God had done.
这个土地上的这个国王们听到这个消息。
They lost all courage to go and fight against the Israelites.
他们失去了与这个以色列人战的这个勇气。
It says their hearts melted.
他们的心好像融化了。
And they were paralyzed with fear.
他们因着恐惧而瘫痪。
You see, no weapon formed against Israel.
没有什么可以阻止以色列人。
Would be able to prevail or prosper.
进入这个地。
Nothing would stop them.
没有任何阻止。
From moving forward and taking possession of the land.
使他们可以前进及拥有这地。
At this critical moment in our church history.
在这个关键时刻。给我们的教会
Just like the people of Israel,
就像以色列人一样
The Lord has brought us to the banks of the Jordan River.
主将我们带到了约旦河的河岸。
The promised land lies ahead of us.
应许之地就在我们前面。
Just like the people of Israel.
正如昔日的以色列民。
We need to remember two important things.
我们需要牢记两件事情。
First, the Lord loves us, all of us, with an amazing love.
第一，就是主是以他奇异的爱爱我们。
He is a gracious and merciful God.
他是充满恩典怜悯的神。
He wants the very best for us.
事事都要把最好的给我们。
When nothing around us seems secure,
当我们周遭看起来没有什么可靠的时候，
we can be assured.
我们可以确认
that His love for us is firm and secure.
神对我们的爱是坚定牢固的。
The Lord promises.
神的应许是
I will never leave you.
他不会离开我们。
I will never forsake you.
放弃我们。
I will never abandon you.
我抛弃我们。
And second, we need to remember.
第二，我们要记得的。
And be thankful.
要感谢神。
For how the Lord has blessed us.
他是如何的祝福了我们。
And will continue to bless us.
他将继续的祝福我们。
The Lord has given us a new building for ministry.
神给了我们一个新的教堂，给他施工。
It appears that we are just a few days away from being able to occupy the new building.
看起来在不久的几天后，我们就可以迁进新堂。
The Lord has given us this new building.
主给了我们这新堂。
So that we can reach our city.
使我们可以
our community.
传扬福音给我们的社区。
And the nations.
我们的国家。
And the Lord also wants to bless us with a bright and new future.
神要祝福我们，给我们一个美好光明的将来。
By faith and in obedience to Him.
靠着对他的信心和顺服。
I believe the Lord is calling us to prepare ourselves to cross the river.
我深信主在呼召我们预备自己向前迈进这一步。
As the people of God.
神的子民。
As the body of Christ.
神的身体。
As a church.
一个教会。
We have to make a decision.
我们需要做一个决定。
Will we be obedient to the Lord and move forward?
我们会顺服神，跟从神吗？
Let me say it again.
让我再说一次。
The decisions we make today.
今天所做的决定。
And in the days ahead.
还有以后几天所做的。
Will determine the destiny of our church.
会鉴定我们的教会的将来。
Today I want to ask.
今天我问你们。
What will define us as a church?
我们怎样定义我们的教会？
Will a lack of faith and fear define us?
我们会让缺乏信心和恐惧来定义我们的教会吗？
Or will we be known as a people?
还是我们会是被认为
as a church
一个教会
that is full of faith and trust in the Lord?
是充满信心信靠神的。
Will we be known as a church?
我们会不会被认为
as a family of God?
我们是一个神的家庭。
That's united under the powerful, mighty, and matchless name of Jesus.
是连接合一在耶稣基督那无比强而有力的圣名下的教会。
Will we be known as a church?
人会知道我们吗？
That passionately loves, honors, worships, and serves the Lord.
是一个深深爱主、敬拜他、侍奉他的教会。
And will we be known?
我们会被认为
as a church that loves one another.
是一所弟兄姐妹彼此相爱的教会
Just like Jesus loves us
就如基督爱我们一样的教会
Our Lord Jesus tells us very clearly in John 13
我们的主耶稣在约翰福音十三章告诉我们
So I'm giving you a new commandment
我赐给你们一条新命令
Love each other
让你们彼此相爱
Just as I have loved you
我怎样爱你们
You must love one another
你们要怎样彼此相爱
Your love for one another
你们若彼此相爱
will prove to the world
众人就认出
that you are my disciples
你们是我的门徒
It's that kind of love
是这种的爱
that will attract people to Jesus
会吸引人们来认识基督
when they see that we truly love and care for one another
当他们看到我们真正的彼此相爱关心
Drawn to what we have.
他们就会被吸引。
As a church,
身为一个教会
，The Lord has given us a great mission.
神给了我们一个大使命。
He has positioned us here.
他把 我们放在这
at this moment in history,
在这时刻
to reach the Chinese community,
要我们可以接触到华人社会
to reach the greater community,
更大的社区
to reach the nations,
国家
according to the Great Commission,
按照这个神的大使命
found in Matthew 28, 19 and 20,
在马太福音二十八章
we're to go and make disciples of all nations,
我们要去使万民做主的门徒。
Our mission is to reach people right here where we're at.
我们的使命是要将我们所处的地方传福音。
Helping them to come to know, love, and serve Jesus.
帮助人民认识、爱及跟随耶稣。
There are hundreds of thousands of people around us.
有千千万万的人民在我们周围。
Literally around us.
在我们的周遭。
That are dying to know that there's a better way of life.
他们想有一个生活是比现实生活更美好。
Better than the life that they're living now.
比他们现在的生活更好。
We have the answer.
我们有这个答案。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣。
He is our life.
他是我们的生命。
He gives us real life.
他赐予我们真正的生命。
We can't keep this good news to ourselves.
我们不能自私的拥有这个信息。
We have to share.
我们必须传扬出去。
The Bible says that we as believers.
圣经告诉我们，身为信徒的我们。
As followers of Jesus.
身为耶稣的跟从者。
We're in a battle.
我们是正在征战当中。
Not against flesh and blood.
并非是与血肉之躯征战。
Not against one another.
不是与弟兄姐妹征战。
But against tremendous spiritual powers and forces.
是那巨大的属灵权势征战。
Our enemy Satan，
我们的敌人撒旦。
He knows the potential that we as a church have。
他知道我们的潜能。
To bring hundreds of thousands of people into God's kingdom。
靠主，我们可以带领千万人进到神的国度。
And he will stop at nothing。
撒旦会不择手段。
Keep us from reaching those precious souls for Jesus.
阻挡我们拯救这些宝贵的灵魂。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
we must focus our eyes on Jesus.
我们必须把我们的目光聚焦在耶稣身上。
The one who is our Lord and Savior.
他是我们的主，我们的神。
Our Master and King.
我们的主人和我们的君王。
We must move forward.
我们必须往前迈进。
And live out the great mission that God has called us to.
我们必须实现神所托付我们的大使命。
We are fighting for the very souls of people.
我们在为这些永恒生命的灵魂归宿而征战。
For the eternal destiny of those around us.
他们的永恒归宿。
We must reach them for Jesus.
我们必须传福音给他们。
Just like the people of Israel.
就好像以色列人一样。
We also must leave a spiritual legacy.
我们必须留下这属灵的产业
for this generation and future generations
给这一代还有将来的后代
our children and youth are watching us
我们的孩子和青少年正在看着我们
we must set a powerful example for them to follow
我们必须为他们树立一个强而有力的榜样
we need to show them
我们必须让他们看到
what a true God honoring church
一个真正尊敬神的教会
what a Christ-centered, Bible-based, and spirit-led church looks like.
以基督为中心，以圣经为基础，以圣灵为主导的教会是什么样式？
What kind of example are we giving them to follow?
我们会活出什么样子让他们遵循？
In our nation,
在我们这个国家，
we're more than 70 million people.
超过七千万人。
A quarter of the population.
四分之一的人口。
Is under the age of 18.
是未满十八岁。
Ministry to and by young people is of extreme importance.
对年轻人的事工，还有帮助年轻人的事工是非常重要的。
That's why I believe so strongly in children's ministry and youth ministry.
这就是为什么我如此强烈相信儿童事工和青少年的事工的重要性。
In our world and culture.
在现今的世界和文化中。
We see so many forces.
我们看到许许多多的声音
seeking to distract and destroy our children and youth
正在分散诱惑和摧毁我们的儿童和青少年
We must reach this generation now for the Lord Jesus
我们必须为我们的主耶稣真 取这一代人。
We have to value.
我们必须重视他们。
And trust and train them.
信任他们，训练他们。
We need to support and empower them.
赐予他们能力和机会。
We need to release them to use their God-given abilities to make a major impact on this generation.
鼓励他们使用神所赐给他们的恩赐、智慧和能力，来对这一代产生重大的影响。
They are not only the church of the future.
他们不仅是将来的教会。
They are the church of today.
他们也是今天的教会。
The Lord has brought us to this critical point in our church.
主将我们这个教会带到这个关键点。
We have never been this way before.
我们以前未到的地界。
We need the Lord's guidance and direction.
我们需要主的领导和引领。
For many, it may look like we're in a hopeless or impossible situation.
对许多人来说，我们好像处于一个绝望和不可能的境界。
But our situation is not hopeless.
但是我们的情况并不是没有希望。
It is not impossible.
这不是不可能的。
Our God is greater.
我们的神更大。
He is able to do infinitely more.
他能够做的比我们所梦想的还大。
Than we could hope for, dream of, or imagine.
比我们希望、梦想或想象的更无限的多。
I choose to believe that greater things are in store for us.
我选择相信神为我们存储的是更多、更大。
Paul tells us in Romans 8:28.
保罗在罗马书八章二十八节是告诉我们
，We know that God causes all things.
我们晓得万事都互相效力。
To work together for the good of those who love Him.
叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And are called according to His purpose.
被按他旨意被召的人。
Let me encourage you today.
让我今天鼓励你们。
God is calling us to move forward as a church.
神呼召我们以一个教会前进。
Be a united family of faith.
是一个合一的信仰家庭。
He will remove all obstacles.
他将消除所有的阻挡。
That stand in the way of us going into the promised land.
让我们可以进入神所为我们教会预备的应许之地。
By faith and trust in Him.
凭着信心。
We can and must move forward.
我们可以而且必须前进，进入神的应许之地。
The Lord promises us in Jeremiah 29:11.
神应许了我们在Jeremiah 耶利米书29:11.
For I know the plans I have for you.
我对你的一个旨意我清楚。
Declares the Lord.
耶和华如此说。
Plans not to harm you.
这计划不是要伤害你们。
But to prosper you.
而是要。祝福你们
and to give you a great hope and future.
给你们有盼望和将来。
Greater things are yet to come.
还有更大的事情要在我们当中发生。
The Lord has a tremendous mission for us to fulfill.
神在我们中间有他的大使命。
There are so many lost souls that need to be reached for Jesus.
还有很多的灵魂需要听到福音。
There are so many hurting people and families that need to be healed by Jesus.
有许多受伤的人和家庭需要主的医治。
The Lord desires to use us.
主希望用我们。
His body.
他的身体。
His hands and feet.
他的手脚。
To touch them with His love.
用他的爱来抚摸他们。
God's promised land lies ahead of us.
神应许之地在我们的前面。
How does He want us to prepare to cross over into that precious promised land?
他需要我们做些什么才能进入他的应许之地呢？
First, we need to focus our eyes on Jesus once again.
首先，我们必须再次聚精于耶稣。
As a church,
一个教会。
We've been distracted too long.
我们已经太久了，分心了。
On the troubled and raging flood waters.
在这个河流给我们的困扰。
Our eyes have gotten off of Jesus and His mission for our church.
我们的眼睛没有专注在耶稣和这个使命上。
We must humbly come before Him and pray.
我们必须谦卑来到他面前祈祷。
Seeking His face.
寻求他的面。
We need to make sure that we are all in a right relationship with the Lord.
我们必须确保我们与神有好的关系。
That we are living pure and holy lives.
我们过着圣洁和纯洁的生活。
God calls us.
神呼召我们。
To cry out to Him.
跟他祈求
to cleanse us,
洁化我们
purify us,
净化我们
so that we will be a powerful spiritual force for him.
使我们可以成为强大的属灵力量为他所用。
What will we stand for?
我们会代表什么？
What will we be known for?
我们将以什么为人所知？
As a church, we have to say this.
身为教会，我们必须说。
We will not let our past define us.
我们不会让我们的过去定义我们。
We will not let our present define us.
我们不会让我们的现在定义我们。
But we will let the Lord and His promises define us.
我们将让耶和华和他的应许定义我们。
Let's move forward as a church.
让我们一个教会前进。
Let's prepare to see the Lord move on our behalf today.
让我们预备看到主今天要为我们行的启示。
Let's focus on Jesus and His great mission for us.
让我们定睛在耶稣身上还有他的大使命。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we humbly come before you today.
主，我们谦卑地来到你桌前。
We need you. We look to you to direct and guide us.
We 祈求你指导我们
into the bright future that you have for us.
进入那光明的将来
We will not let our past define us.
我们不要让我们的过去定义我们
We will not let our present define us.
我们不要让我们的现在定义我们
We will let you and your promises define us.
那是让你和你的应许来定义我们
Lord, we desire to be a God-honoring
主啊，我们愿意是一个荣神、以神为中心的教会。
Would you move on our behalf?
求你在我们当中行事。
We cry out to you, Lord.
主啊，我们向你祈求。
We trust you.
我们信靠你。
We believe in you and your promises.
我们相信你跟你的应许。
Lord, help us to focus on you.
主啊，帮助我们定睛在你身上。
And your great mission for us.
和你的大使命。
Let us be of one heart.
让我们是同心合意。
And one mind.
同一个想法、做法。
Move forward.
让我们前进。
In obedience to you.
用顺服的心来跟从你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.